Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 646 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from John, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is one of my favorite companies. They help me manage my stress. No, they're not a stress tool, but they help me manage my finances, which helps me stay stress-free. And I recommend you check them out, especially if you do any invoicing. They make invoicing super simple. If you have any students or clients or you do any consulting and you do any billing of any kind, they make it so quick for you to send a very professional-looking invoice so you can get paid quicker. And I've been on both ends of the spectrum there, creating invoices, sending it to others, and also receiving an invoice. And by far, you know, there's other ones out there like Harvest and whatnot, but I love the way FreshBooks does it. It makes it very easy for me to pay if I'm getting served a FreshBooks invoice too. And plus, they just help you keep track of your finances overall. And plus, you can even connect so that you can even connect third-party companies to it. So you can, for example, whenever you spend money on your business, it'll keep track of that automatically for you so that it's all in there. And again, you can just focus on your business too. So I highly recommend checking it out. Go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And that's how you can get 30 days for free. So again, freshbooks.com/askpat. All right. Now here's today's question from John.
Hey, Pat, John Wilkerson from The Wired Homeschool over at thewiredhomeschool.com. And you recently had Tom Tresidder on about consolidating old content and deleting old content on a blog. But I was wondering what your strategy has been or was on your website. I don't know. Maybe you're going to talk about this later on dealing with your podcast posts, because do you just want to delete them so your old episodes aren't available for listeners anymore? Or do you want to go through and look at the posts and clean them up and make them more relevant and put your latest, calls to action in each of those posts that are associated with the podcast? Thanks a lot. Appreciate everything you're doing, and look forward to hearing my question answered. Bye.
Hey, John, thank you so much for the question. You had mentioned Todd Tresidder's podcast that we did together, and that was episode 200 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. I remember because everybody was like, what are you going to do for episode 200? And I was like, I got this amazing show, which is going to be different and provide a lot of value. And I think a lot of people expected something different, but were quite surprised that it was very actionable. And I've seen a lot of results from Todd's strategy. A lot of other people have seen results too. And what this is actually auditing your blog, taking old stuff out, redirecting old stuff to new stuff and that sort of thing. So that again is at smartpassiveincome.com/session200. Now, this is an interesting question, John, related to your podcast. Can you or should you do the same thing with your podcast? I wouldn't necessarily delete old podcasts. A lot of people love to, with podcasts more than blog posts, actually go through the entire archive one by one and listen to them in chronological order, which if I'm a podcast listener, I actually wouldn't recommend because there may be some more relevant content that is in the archive somewhere. So I prefer to listen based on whatever it is that I'm working on next, not necessarily the order that somebody else has done something. So that's just a small side note there. But with your podcast, and we did this too, you can update it. You can do things for older posts and update them. I would recommend doing an audit every year or two and going back into the posts for your podcast that you've put out there, that you've published, and just making sure all the links are still good. You don't want any broken links, and that sometimes happens. You don't want people clicking on your resource links and then having them go nowhere. So that's the first thing. Secondly, there might be some updated content or resources that you can add that have come about since that particular podcast episode has come out. So you can add those too. And there might be things that have been updated with new follow-up content. So you might have talked about a particular topic a year ago. Maybe you talked about it again because something has changed or something newsworthy happened. You can go back into your old posts for those podcast episodes. And similar to what I said with the resources, you can link to those new pieces of content. And if it's quite important that people do that, because you don't actually want people to listen to those old episodes because that content is out of date, again, I wouldn't delete those episodes, but I would recommend putting a really important note at the top of the show notes to say that, hey, we've recently recorded a new podcast episode about this, or we talked about this again, and I recommend you click here to visit the latest and greatest episode about this topic. That way, you don't upset people who listen to the content, visit your blog, see the content there from your archive, and then listen to it, and then be like, oh, well, this isn't out of date anymore. You don't want to waste their time. And so that's what you're doing there. Now, you had just mentioned your written posts related to your blog post. So, of course, for those of you out there who don't know, in order to publish a podcast episode, you need to publish a blog post that has that podcast episode embedded. And on that blog post, you'd have show notes and resource links and all that kind of stuff. But what about the audio? Should you update the audio? And I would say yes. Now, you don't necessarily need to replace audio files. But you can do that in its entirety. What I mean is, you don't want to record an entirely new episode about a particular topic that maybe has changed, or like I said, something has happened since, and just replace the old episode with that new one. What I would do is I would replace the old file with a new one that has the exact same audio, except for maybe a minute or two at the top of that particular episode that you've added in that says, hey guys, thank you for listening to this. This is actually content that is out of date, or this is older content. I've actually talked about this in a newer episode, and you give them a quick little nice easy link to that new episode, or tell them to visit the show notes to get access to the link to go to the new one. That way, when people are listening, they'll know right away that this is actually out of date, and it's their choice then to continue to listen to it or not. And many will, and you can just mention that there's still some great content in there, and maybe there's one thing. I mean, maybe it's not a huge thing, but we've done this too. There might be a part of the show where you talk about a particular resource that no longer exists, or maybe they changed their name. I had to do this a couple times because Elance, which is a service that I used to promote, changed its name to Upwork. And so in some episodes, I actually mentioned that at the top of the show. We actually spent a little bit of time to record just a little snippet of audio that then was put at the beginning of each of those older podcast episodes, and then those files were just replaced on Libsyn or whatever server that you have. You could do that. So when you replace the older files, people will then listen to the new one. So there might be instances where you need to update just a certain segment of it, in which case you should be doing that. Obviously, the big overall theme here is you want to make sure that the experience that people have through your content is great, is up to date. And with podcast episodes, it can be very easy to forget the fact that people are going back and listening to your older stuff. Sometimes those are where people find you for the first time, is your older stuff. And it would be bad if somebody were to listen to an episode and then figure out later that they just wasted their time because it was out of date. So that's how I would clean up my old podcast material. And I would set a date every year, or at least some sort of rhythm where you're doing it once a year. And so I wouldn't delete it. I would just make sure that you are always keeping people informed of what's new and what has changed. That way they know that you're actually up to date and that they are in the right place for the content that you have to offer. So there you go. John, thank you so much for the question. We appreciate it so much. all of us out there listening, because this is really important stuff. So thank you. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank, once again, freshbooks.com. And if you want to get a 30-day free trial of this amazing piece of software to help you manage your business finances, check them out at freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off today by Kim Garst. She says, "Legendary service is one of the criteria that sets one company apart from its competitors. It's the mark of a truly authentic company. You just can't fake caring." I care about you guys. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.